What's up, guys? This is Dante, Glenn's assistant, and you're listening to the Energy Awareness Training Podcast. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. It's Glenn Ackerman coming to you. He's just on a little bit here, but we got bumped off, so we'll give it another try and see how it works. Okay. All right. As people are coming on, we're going to be talking about energy tools and relationships. And wow. It's pretty powerful. So as people are joining on, I'll just give it a minute or two as people are coming on before we get into the crux of today's topic. And, you know, relationships, man, they're everything. So if you're in a relationship, if you want to be in a relationship, if you're already in one, if you want to make it better, if you want to get out of one, whatever it is, you're going to learn some things about relationships today. And, really eye-opening stuff. So just let me start by saying energy awareness training is an all new self-development and personal change training and technology that goes where no other methodology or personal development training has ever gone. And that's into the energetic realm. I've been a student of personal development for many, many years, trying to change stuff, and had a hard time doing it. So want to welcome everybody back. Hi, Amy. Hey, Vadim. Glad you guys are here. Mysteriously, so we're going to give it another try here. So just doing a quick introduction about energy tools, energy awareness training. So for those of you who are new to my work and who've never seen any of my videos, let me just give you a quick thumbnail of the context that we're going to be talking about today, which is energy awareness training, tools, and relationships. So, hey, glad you guys are back. Vadim, Amy, great. Just give me a shout out if you would. Appreciate that. All right, so energy awareness training is a methodology, a self-development, personal change training on how to rid yourself of the energies, the baggage, the self-sabotage energies that we all have inside us, and learn to dissolve, reduce, disappear that energy, and move into what I call a higher vibration of energy. So, like many of you, you know, we've gone through the years and everybody wants to make change. We all want to change, don't we? We're here and we want to be up here. And let's face it, change isn't easy. And why is that? Why, if you want to change something, why is it so difficult? Well, if you go a little bit deeper in this, and I asked that question, and it wasn't until I became energetically aware that I understood that there's a whole mechanism and process of how life works. And if you're attuned to it and you're aware of it, life is much smoother, and you can eliminate all the unpleasantries, or at least most, well, I won't say all, but at least most of them that affect us. The stuff that we have to deal with on a daily basis, you know, so much of life, we're dealing with stress, and we're dealing with anxiety. And that fact, those things are epidemic in our world today. Stress, anxiety, fears, worry, doubt, depression, all that stuff, yuck, but it's here. And that is what leads into addictions that people are experiencing right now. So when you start to become energetically aware, you start to see the causes and how things work. It's not no longer a mystery. It's like, oh, when I understand how the energetic worlds work, you can see the patterns all around you. And since we're all energy, people, places, things, activities, events, you know, times of day, everything that we're dealing in this life is an energetic exchange. Isn't it interesting? No one ever mentioned that to us. I think somebody mentioned my high school teacher said, he quoted Einstein by saying that everything is energy. Well, great. What does that have to do with you and me? Everything's energy. Oh, great. Well, what it has to do with is that we're energetic beings and we're constantly interacting with energy. We're constantly interacting with energy externally, outside of ourselves, and we're interacting internally with what we have to deal with. So it's funny, it's like everything's energy. Well, why that's so important is because every day we're trying to make decisions, aren't we, about what's good for us. We make decisions about what the right foods to eat, you know, the right times to rest, the right times to work, what time we're going to get up, what we have to do, get to work, pay the bills, make sure the house is taken care of. There's a lot of stuff going on, and all of those things are creating energy. Now, why this is so important is because energy, whether it's a person, place, thing, activity, no matter what it is, since it's all energy, it has a purpose, it has a power, it has a direction that it's moving in, it has a frequency, and it gives off information. So this is so important because energy awareness answers the questions that we don't have the answers for. Like, why does this happen? Especially what we're going to talk about today, relationships. Man, talk about a mystery for so many people. Why they work, how they work, etc. So those are really important. Just want to say hi to everybody here commenting. Hey, Chandra, glad you're here with us. Yossi, glad you're here. Appreciate you guys coming on. If you just write me a note, just saying hi, things gets the broadcast moving forward. Okay, let me just finish with this one piece, and then we'll go into today's topic. So every day we're interacting with energies, and we're interacting with energies, as I say, outside of us and internally. So what I'm talking about, our internal energy, is our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, and ultimately our behaviors, because that's what creates our behaviors. It's a process. I have a thought. How about this thought? It's a beautiful day. I get that feeling of summertime. I've had some great times in summer. I want to create them again. So that thought becomes a feeling, expands to an emotion. The emotion expands to a motivation, a direction, power, purpose, frequency, direction, gives off information. And I'm like, hey, let's go to the beach, or hey, let's, you know, let's go on a picnic, or hey, let's do something. So there's a process that takes place. It's not just random. It's just that most of the process that we do is unconscious. It's an unconscious process. The same thing with relationships. So much of relationships are unconscious that we do, and I'm going to go into that, especially, and I'll tell you what, to keep a relationship together, a good one, you got to be energetically aware, because I'm going to go through some of the traps and the pitfalls that people fall into during relationships. So energy awareness training is about identifying how the energies work, especially the hidden energies. Hidden, what do I mean by hidden energies? Well, all of us have within us, as energetic beings, we all have energy inside us, and not just energies that are constantly pulling us in one way. You know, you've got one part of you that wants to go out to brunch, but you got another part of you that wants to save money, right? And you've got another part of you that wants to go see a ball game, but you got another part of you that wants to keep your spouse happy because she wants to go see the in-laws today, right? So it's just like constant energies, constant pulling for your awareness. And a lot of these things happen to us, we're not even aware of it. So we're not aware of a lot of times our motivations, why we're doing something. Have you ever done something that is not good for you? Have you ever eaten anything that is not good for you, or got involved with a relationship or a situation? You know it wasn't good for you, but you did it anyway. And you regretted it, but you still did it. And you have problems with that. Well, that's now we're in the area of addictions. In other words, going to get a hit off of something, whether it's alcohol, drugs, gambling, food, sex, porn, you know, shopping, you name it. Whatever that thing is that gives us a temporary hit. But after the temporary hit is gone, it brings out, it gives you an ounce of pleasure and then brings on a pound of pain. Okay, no one ever alerted me to this, how the energies work. So real quick, we have hundreds of energies influencing us, and where they came from and how they work, I think I've gone through this on another video, but let's just keep that in mind for our topic today. And of all the energies, I put them down into two categories, just so you know, so we have a context to talk to about today. We have, in fact, before I mention that, let me just give you the big quote. The quote from Nikola Tesla, one of the most brilliant minds, you know, in the modern age, who said that if you want to be able to figure out the mysteries and the secrets of life, then you will start looking at things in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Wow, never heard that one before, right? Start looking at things as energy, frequency, and vibration. What kind of things? Everything. People, places, things, activities, you know, times of day, etc. All the things that we're dealing with in life. When you're energetically aware and you practice energy awareness training, we practice looking at the energies of things before. And I'll get into that in a little bit. So, of energies, we have the energies that we want, which are the high vibrational energies. The high vibrational energies, happiness, joy, peace, blessings, abundance, oneness, good times, you know, all the stuff that we like. That's a high vibration energy, okay? Now, in the energetic worlds, one of the energetic laws, and there are energetic laws that we're dealing with, say that we live in a world of duality. Another thing no one ever taught us, live in a world of duality. What does that mean? Well, that means for everything that we're dealing with, there's a polar opposite of. So if there's an up, there's a down. If there's a good, there's a bad. If there's a right, there's a wrong. If there's a left, there's a right. If it goes in, it goes out. If there's a male, there's a female, etc. So there's constantly a balance taking place in our lives that we have to maintain. And whatever we're dealing with, there's also a pull of the polar opposite. Okay, I'm going to repeat that because that's important. Whatever we're dealing with, there's going to be a pull towards the opposite. So if we have wealth, the polar opposite is poverty or being poor. If you have a great marriage, what's the opposite of that? Divorce, right? If you have great health, what's the opposite of that? Get sick, God forbid, on all those things. But you see what I mean. So whatever we're dealing with in this world, on this earth, as earth beings, we're dealing with, there's a certain set of laws that we have to deal with. One of them is the law of polarity. Okay, this is going to come up when we start talking about relationships. So be aware that there's two energies: high vibration energy, the energy that wants to lift us up, that wants our good, that wants us to be blessed, abundant, happy, joyful, healthy, all that good stuff. And there's another energy, which is the polar opposite of that, which is called low vibration or low frequency energy. And that energy is just the opposite. It's anxiety, it's stress, it's pain, it's worry, it's lack, it's limitation, all the stuff that we don't want. So go figure, why is it that we want high vibration energy, but we spend so much time having to deal with low vibration energy, right? That's why so much of life is an up and down. You know, you're happy one day, good things are happening. Next day, things aren't happening. You know, everything's going the way you want one day, and next day, things aren't going the way you want them. So there's so much of a pull in life of what we're doing. Okay? Well, that's because we have the law of polarity dealing with. And especially in relationships, we have two polar energies, the male and the female, which we're going to get into here in a minute. Okay. Next thing I wanted to tell you in today's discussion is another energetic law. Another energetic law that states everything that is seen comes from the unseen. Everything that is physical comes from non-physical. So another way of saying that is there's an energetic cause. There's an energetic force taking place in everything that we're doing. And that force is either directed towards high vibration energy, the stuff that we want, or it's being directed towards low vibration energy, the stuff that we don't want. And as I mentioned before, so much of this is hidden. We don't even realize it, that it's taking place. But the energies inside us, you know, come from a lot of different places. You know, could start in the womb, could start before the womb, could start in a past life. When whether you believe in past lives or not, it certainly comes from our ancestors. You've heard that before. Certain traits, especially negative emotional traits, can be handed down by your ancestors. You know, so, you know, if you've got I grew up with a certain nationality, which I won't name, but they're known for drinking a lot, known for drinking. These guys just couldn't believe them. These guys just drink like alcohol, go. And I said, wow, I've never seen you guys drinking like this. When I was a teenager, these guys are drinking like this. Oh, yeah, well, my father did, and his grandfather and the grandfather before us, and we love the whiskey and the bourbon. And I'm like, wow, okay. So this stuff gets handed down to us. Stuff that we go through in the womb, stuff that we go through as children. All of us have a trauma story, many of them, of the stuff that we went through as kids growing up, because you don't know any better. You're growing up and you believe what people tell you, you know, and then there's mom and dad. God bless them. Many of us had a good experience. Some people had okay experience with mom and dad. Some people had traumatic experiences with mom and dad, or the whole parental thing. So you're walking around, you're in an energetic accumulation of all the things that you've experienced. And energetically, what I teach in my advanced classes, but might as well teach it here, is that there's always two things happening. So what I mean by that is, in this world that we live in the earth world, what I call the third dimensional reality, every thought, every emotion, every action that we take creates a direction. And that direction is either a high vibration energy direction, which is what we want, right? Low vibration energy direction. So for example, let's say you have a father and it's Sunday and he says, you know what, I've got a lot of stuff to do, brought home some work, but I'm gonna take a good time today. I'm gonna spend it with my family. We're gonna go out and have a picnic. I'm gonna spend time with the kids, spend time with the wife, you know, and share and pass on a little love. That's high vibrational energy, right? And high vibrational energy always creates more high vibrational energy. Now, someone else out there could go, you know, my life's not the way I want it to be. I'm kind of down. I'm kind of depressed. I think I'll just drink all day today and try to numb myself from my problems. Okay? Well, that's an action in the third dimensional world, but that's a low vibration energy. That's something that's going to create more anxiety, more stress, more of the things that you don't want. Even though that alcohol will be a temporary stopgap, it'll medicate you or get you high, whatever it is, the alcohol, drugs, shopping, food, porn, whatever the hit is, it'll give you a momentary hit, but it's going to lead you into suffering, basically. That's what low vibration energy does, makes us suffer. Okay, you guys with me so far? Does it make sense to you? Give me a shout out. Just want to say hi to some more people coming on. Appreciate you being here. If you just give me a howdy, appreciate it. Rini, hey, good to see you. Antonia, sorry about that. We got bounced off, but we're back. Appreciate a shout out, you guys, on the chat. Okay. Now, one other thing. These energies that we're interacting with every day, the high vibration energy, the energies that we want, the stuff that feels good, we have to make an effort to create that. Doesn't come to us. If I want to be in high vibrational energy, I got to make a decision. I'm in a high vibrational energy, or I got to do something that puts me in high vibrational energy, whether it's, you know, the energy meditation work that you learn here in the training, or an action of love or kindness or service, something. You got to do something to create a high vibrational energy. Now, you don't have to do anything for the low vibration energy. The low vibration energies, they show up, even though you don't want them to, they show up and they visit us and they try to influence us. So you have two energies influence us. The high vibration energy wants to influence us to live a great life, to be kind, to be loving, to be abundant, to let go of our baggage, our low vibration energy, and rise to our full potential. That's the intention. Remember, I said energy has a power, a purpose, a frequency, a direction. It gives off information. That's what the high vibration energy does. That's its purpose. That's its intention. That's the direction that it's going. The flip side of that is we're also being influenced by low vibration energy, by energies that want to keep us out of the high vibratory zone. Why? Because it's the law of polarity. If we've got one energy that wants to lift us up, we got another energy that wants to what? Bring us down. And that's what the training is all about. This is what energy awareness training is all about, identifying these forces, this energy, this low vibration energy, because this is the cause of your self-sabotage. This is the cause of your misery, of your troubled thoughts, of your painful emotions, of the traumas that you've been in, of the stuff that's not working. That's the memory of all this. So if you guys would just say hi and just tell me where you're from. The dog's barking. I got to put him out. Give me 5 seconds. I'll be right back. If you guys think I made this up, here she is, my baby. Say hi, say hi, say hi, say hi. She's a little camera shy, so I'll put her over. Name is Mia, and she's an Italian Greyhound. She's my baby. All right, had her in the house. It's pretty hot outside, so I want to make sure that the pets are taken care of. All right. So back with what we were talking about, these are the energies that are constantly in play, and they're having an effect, and they're having an influence on us. So the purpose of, again, the low vibration energy is to sabotage, create confusion, disruption, separation, anything that it can do to throw a rock or gum up the works with you being happy, joyous, and free. So in energy awareness training, we teach that our natural birthright is to be in incredible joy, happiness, and peace every day. To vibrate at a very high level in everything that we do, in the way we treat people, in our relationships, in our careers, in our money, etc. We're going for the high vibrational energy, and we all have to deal with the low vibration energy, all of us. And we're going to show you how that affects us right here today in relationships. Okay, that's the basic premise now of how the energy works that we're going to be talking about in relationships today. So anybody have any questions put them down on the chat on anything that I said about how the energies. Again, we got two energies constantly influencing us. I put them in two categories. I mean, there's hundreds of different aspects of each one, but I put them in two categories so we can know which one's which. And again, energy is like an iceberg. 10% above the water you can see, 90% below the water you can't see. And the Titanic wasn't sunk by the 10% it could see, it was sunk by the 90% it couldn't see. So this is what we're talking about, the stuff that we can't see. I was saying this is that which we can see, we can control. That which we can't see controls us. And this is what we're talking about. So much of what happens to us in life seems to be a mystery, but it's really not if you're energetically aware. Okay, grab a little water here and let's proceed. Everybody cool on that? Let me just check here. All right, got my sister on. It's like now I got to tell the truth. Hi, Jen. Welcome. All right, so let's talk about this. Now that we know about the energies, let's talk about this. So I live in a pretty nice section of Los Angeles here in West Hollywood. And we have a nice, like, kind of like a shady lane of houses here. And she's making some noise. Come on, honey. What's the matter? What's the matter? And so the other day, I was hearing people shout. I'm hearing these voices shout. I'm like, who shouts in this neighborhood? You know, very, very rare. Nice neighborhood. And I come to see that there's a couple living in their car, in their SUV, and they're kind of crashed upon the lawn, one of the lawns, you know, on the street, kind of like it's their bedroom, you know. I'm thinking, man, and that's kind of weird. And they're yelling and shouting, and they're there night and day and night. I think the cops finally gave him a ticket and had to move on because I haven't seen him in a couple of days. But I'm watching them, and I'm watching the energy between them, and I'm thinking, holy smokes. You know, it's that you can feel the energy drain. You know these people love each other. You know they care about each other. And yet this thing's not happening. And the more they try to talk it out, and the more they try to work it out, it just gets worse and worse and worse. So, and then later on that day, I got news that a friend of mine had ended a 15-year relationship and was kind of dealing with the fallout for that. And I had her tell me the details of that. And essentially, the details were things had changed. Things weren't the same anymore. He stopped doing certain things that she needed him to do, and she told him what she needed, and he didn't seem to be able to respond. And finally, she'd had it and said, okay, can't take it anymore. We got to separate. Okay, you guys have heard that. Now, energy awareness is so crucial in any relationship, because really, what is a relationship with you and someone else? It's an energetic form, isn't it? It's an energy that you have, because with that person that you're in a relationship with, you've got a different vibe going on than you do with someone who's not your relationship. Maybe it's your friend, but it's not your romantic partner. Or maybe you've got a friend, you've got a special relationship with them that you don't have with maybe somebody you work with who's a coworker that you're friendly with, but not necessarily a friend. So this is what I mean by energy being able to be coded or in a certain frequency. You've got a different channel for the way you deal with certain people. Now, within the male-female dynamic, you've got a positive and a negative. You've got two aspects of different energy together as one. Now, this is where it comes back to what I just told you in the beginning about energy awareness. So what we're dealing with In energetic wise, we have to really scale to understand how humans work. So you may have heard me say, we're energetic beings, okay? Of course we are, we're energetic beings. Not only are we energetic beings, but we're energetic sending and receiving bodies, vehicles. And we're constantly putting out energy and we're taking energy in. So our bodies are physical and are housed by our spirit or our energy, which is non-physical. So we have a physical, we have a physical container housing a non-physical energy. Some people call it energy. Some people can call it the soul. Some people can call it your spirit, whatever you want to call it. We've got a invisible energy dealing with it, housed in a physical body. Well, the physical body has its own agenda. And this is something else no one ever taught us. Our bodies have a consciousness all its own. It wants to sleep. It wants to eat. It wants to either fight or build something. It wants to be active and it wants to procreate. And the body wants what it wants when it wants it. And it doesn't care if it's appropriate, doesn't care if it's not appropriate, doesn't care if it's legal, doesn't care if it's illegal, doesn't care anything about that. It wants what it wants when it wants it. And, you know, the primitive man, the caveman, you know, in old times, it just kind of walked around with this club and, you know, if he was hungry, boom, hits the animal on the head, takes the animal home and eats it. If he doesn't have a woman, at least they did in the Flintstones, boom, hits and brings her back. You know, food, you know, wants to fight, boom. You see those clubs. Well, you can't do that anymore, right? That was prehistoric times. But the intent is still there in the physical body. The physical body still wants what it wants. So because we're a hopefully a higher consciousness, we recognize there are things that are appropriate, there are things that are inappropriate, and I can't always listen to what the body wants. You know, if you're in an important meeting, you know, and you're hungry and you have to do a presentation, you can't say, hey folks, you mind if I have lunch while I'm doing my presentation? You know, you can't do it. Or if you're horny and, you know, you've got the in-laws over, can't do much about that. At least I hope not. All right. So the understanding is that our physical body has an agenda and so does our spirit. So does our energy. So as people come together through attraction, what attracts us to your partner? You know, we like to think, oh, it was meant to be. It was magic. Well, maybe, but if you study the relationships that you have, especially your romantic relationships, there's a whole lot of either mom or dad or both in that relationship. There's one parent you wanted to get away from, and then there's another parent that maybe you liked or you had respect for. And that's probably the one that's going to have the traits of the person that you're attracted to. Okay. It's making sense so far. If you guys are getting it, write it down because we're putting this all together here. Give me a shout out. If you just come on, give me a shout out here and say hi, where you're from. If you're enjoying this, if you got any questions of what I'm talking about, let's interact. Okay. So here comes the attraction phase. Now, when we're attracted to someone, there's so much more going on than just, oh, they're cute. There's an energetic blueprint that we have of what we hold a good relationship to be. If you're a guy and your mom was a good cook, that's going to be important to you. You know, if your mom was a good mother, that's probably going to be important to you looking for a relationship. If you're a girl and your dad, you know, was a handyman and always fixed stuff around the house, that'd be something that would be important. If he gave you a lot of attention, or if he didn't give you a lot of attention, whatever, those are things that we're going to be, that we're unconsciously, we go out into the world and go, okay. And you wonder why some people are attracted. You know, you have friends and you go, God, what is he seeing her, or what is she seeing him, etc. It's not something that you can see. It's an energetic blueprint that we're living out. And that's why we're attracted to certain things. Now, I can say, remember I just said about the iceberg, 10% above the water, 90% below? Well, the 10% is stuff that you like. Well, you know, I like, if you're a girl, I like tall men, or I like, you know, guys with hair, or I like brown eyes, or I like somebody who's fit. That's the 10% of stuff you like. You know, guys, you could say I like brunettes, or I like blondes, you know, or I like this shape or that shape. You've got your type, but that's the 10%. The 90% is the stuff that you're not aware of, the stuff that feels and resonates to the same kind of feelings that you had when you were a kid growing up and looking at mom and dad and trying to make sense of their relationship and the family dynamic and how all this stuff works. Okay, so coming together, you ever notice patterns? As we learn how to recognize invisible energies, we recognize that even though you can't see the energies, you can recognize the patterns. You can recognize the patterns. So if this thing happens to you all the time, if you have something that, you know, you have a pattern in relationships, well, it always starts great and then it's okay and then it starts to go downhill and then a bad breakup and then don't date for a while and then you go through the whole process again, you can see certain patterns taking place. If you're attracted to people who abuse you constantly over and over again, that's a pattern that is part of that 90%. If you attract people who always end up leaving you, that's the hidden 90%. Why? Because you'd never choose that for yourself. You never choose, okay, I want to be with somebody who's going to leave me, you know, after we fall in love, or I want to be involved with somebody who's going to cheat on me, you know, after 5 years. No, you don't say that. You don't want that. And yet it happens for many people over and over again. Why? Because these are the energetic patterns that we create unconsciously. So what you have is you have people coming together for certain reasons. And these reasons are mainly unconscious until they become conscious, until you study them and understand how they work. And in energy awareness training, in one of my courses, we do a lot of work on this, studying, you know, and defining the patterns. What have you been attracted to? What kind of people have you been attracted? How does it work out? Is there a particular story, or is there a particular narrative that's taking place? Usually we see that. I saw that in my own relationships of how that worked. And that's one thing that led me on to go, there's more going on here than meets the eye. Okay. All right. So now, how does this work? Well, let's go into this next portion. If you would just write me a note and just say hi on the chat, I'd appreciate that. I'm going to go let the dog out here, and then I'll be back in 2 seconds. And then we're going to talk about the invisible patterns that are taking place and today's topic of how not to sabotage your relationship or how to keep it from hitting the rocks. Okay, so if you would just do a chat here, let me let the dog out. And we will continue. Come on, honey. Come on. Who let the dog out? Woof, woof. Remember that song? I thought it was kind of corny, but now I realize how important it is to let the dog out. Okay. Saying hi. Anybody else come on here? Chandra, hey. From Ohio. Great. Hey, Vadim, thanks. Appreciate you guys saying hi. Let me know where you guys are from. What's up? Great. All right. Let's continue on. All right. So let's talk about this couple that was living outside down the block here that I mentioned when I opened this up. No matter how hard they were trying to talk stuff out, it just made it worse. Why is that? Has it ever happened to you? You try to work stuff out, you try to talk about stuff, and it just ends up getting worse, or it's like throwing gas on a fire. Well, here's the thing. In relationships, you have to have an energetic balance. So if you guys ever salsa dance, anybody ever salsa dance? That's a great metaphor. If you've ever salsa danced, or maybe any other kind of dancing, you recognize that when you're holding the hand, you know, you're doing the dance and you're holding the hand, at least in salsa, the hand can't be too loosey-goosey and the hand can't be too tough. It's got to be right in the middle. It's got to be right smack dab in the middle. So the female brings her energy and the male brings his energy. And if it's not balanced right in the middle, the energy is going to be off and the dance is going to be a disaster. So at least in the salsa dancing, the man leads. The man leads the dance and the woman has to flow with the man's direction. But the woman has to be able to trust the man. The woman has to feel that the man knows what he's doing, the man knows the next step, and the man is there to support her having a great dance. That's how that works. If the woman doesn't trust the guy, or she's self-conscious on her own, and her energy's kind of like this, the dance isn't going to go anywhere. And, you know, I used to be a pretty good salsa dancer in my day, still can twirl the rug a little bit. I sometimes, when I'm with a girl, very polite, and I assume the proper dance position. And usually, most of the time, they try to lead, or they'll try to do a step on their own without my help. And they usually crash and burn. So I have to say, remember, the man leads. I know some women don't like that, but in salsa, the man leads. If the man doesn't lead, the dance isn't going anywhere. But there's two responsibilities. There's responsibility of the man to bring the energy of certainty, of security, of the ability to lead and know where to go, and to be able to make the woman feel comfortable and let her feel comfortable enough to express herself in the dance. That's the perfect metaphor for energies. So, you know, in the beginning, when you hook up with someone in the beginning of the relationship, there's this feeling of euphoria. Oh, you remember your the first time? It's the honeymoon if you're married, or at least the first 3 or 4 months when you're just, oh, so you just think about them night and day, your heart pitter patters with them, and you just can't get enough of them, right? They can do no wrong. You'll go to the ends of the earth for whatever they want. They want Haagen-Dazs at 3 a.m. You'll get out and you'll go down to 7-Eleven at 3 a.m. to get them Haagen-Dazs because you just love them so much. Okay. Well, here's what I want to tell you. You're being influenced. Okay. You don't know it, but you think, oh, it's just natural. No, it's not natural. What happens is when you're attracted to someone and you move on that attraction, your physical body, which has an agenda, and part of that agenda is to procreate. So your physical body is doing everything it can to get you hooked on this person, to get you to bond with this person, for you to get together with this person. Why? So you'll procreate. That's the agenda for the physical body, to procreate. Now, of course, our higher energies want to do it in the right way, want to do it appropriately, and want to do it so it'll be a successful relationship, a successful marriage with you know, if you're going to have kids, have great kids, etc. It wants high vibrational energy. The physical body could care less. It doesn't care if it's high or low. It just wants what it wants. So what it does in the beginning of a relationship is that it dopes you up, literally dopes you up with releasing serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, endorphins. It's why you're in this euphoria in the beginning of a relationship, because you got the body pumping up these incredible chemicals to get you to bond. Now, what happens 3 months, 6 months, a year? That initial drug rush, internal hormone rush, goes away, and you start to be able to see reality, and you're not feeling that lovey-dovey thing. That lovey-dovey feeling starts to recede and starts to go down. Okay, and then you're left with what the relationship really is: two human beings wanting love, having their own baggage, having to negotiate a middle ground of what works for both of them, and having to deal with each of their idiosyncrasies and each of the baggage or drama stories, or what do you want to call it? Quirks, okay? Quirks that they have, and to work that out. So what happens is over time, the energies come into play, the high vibration energies and the low vibration energies. The high vibration energies want long-term fulfillment. They want long-term love, long-term security, long-term blessings. So we know that when we do high vibration energy actions, that leads to more of the same. High vibration energies, actions of gratitude, of appreciation, of kindness, of sharing, of service. All those things create more high vibrational energy, right? Moving up. And the emotions of anxiety, stress, worry, pressure, irritated, frustrated, all of those emotions create more low vibration energy. So you notice, after a time in relationships, things kind of get a little bit more irritated. Maybe there's a little bit more harshness in the tone. Maybe you start arguing more. You know, maybe you start complaining more. And this is where the energies really kick in. You know, everybody can have a great relationship for 3 months because you're on drugs. You're on your own body drugs. Okay, so, and that's what, unless, you know, it's just a disaster. You usually can pull a relationship out for at least 3 to 6 months from the feelings that you get, because you're numb to all the negativity. But sooner or later, the baggage, the issues, and the unhealed emotions will surface. And now you've got, it's a different deal now. Now it's not, no longer the lovey-dovey thing so much as it's the ability to get along, the ability to understand and to negotiate what makes them happy, what makes you happy, and try to find a common ground. Is that making sense to you? Is it making sense? This is why energetically it's so important. Now, high vibration energy understands that if you're in a relationship, that a true relationship is loving, is caring, and a lot of times selfless. A lot of times do things for the other person that leads you out of your comfort zone. So for example, you know, the example of the ice cream at 7-Eleven, well, you're happy to do that, you know, in the first couple of months, sure. But 6 months, a year later, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You want me to go down to 7-Eleven and get you a Haagen-Dazs? Come on, I need my beauty sleep. What are you talking about? No, that's unreasonable. Now you don't want to do it. Now you don't feel like doing it, right? What changed? Only time. And remember that energy is always expanding over time. Energy is always expanding over time. Now, which direction it expands in is up to you. Is it going to expand in high vibrational energy, which you hope it does, or is it going to expand in low vibrational energy? Now, this is why it's so important energetically to create a good foundation of trust and intimacy and emotional and energetic intimacy before you move into the physical intimacy. Because when you do the physical intimacy, you ignite your body consciousness. You ignite what I call a primitive man. And that ignites the drug, the oxytocin, the endorphins, you're feeling like that. And that's going to put you off kilter in a relationship. Those particular things are going to have you not see things clearly because the body's intention is to get you to bond and procreate with that person. So your body's kind of like, come on, bond, get together, you know, procreate, yeah, like this. So you have to be energetically aware to navigate the bodily or the physical urges, because the physical urges don't have consciousness. You have to bring that consciousness to the physical urges. And sometimes it means not doing the physical urges or denying or pushing back the urge to do that in the name of keeping a high vibrational energy going. So this is why so many people come to me, you know, and they go, they complain about, an empty love life. And I said, well, what's your love like? Well, you know, I sleep with a couple girls here and there, and, you know, I'm dating this one here, and I got this one here, and I got like, okay. So what that's telling me is you dab a little over here and you're a little bit over here, and you got this thing going on, and you're Mr. Casual or Miss Casual. Okay. You can never develop a long-term, committed, energetic, spiritual, passionate relationship casually. You can have some great times, and you know, and you know, you might have your buddy with benefits, but relationships, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship, are built over time with trust, with energetic and emotional intimacy, and out of those relationships, the shift has to come from the normal relationship mode, which is, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? What am I getting out of this? Am I getting what I want? Am I getting what I need? What's in it for me? Okay. Coming from that place, probably relationship's not going to last, because you're looking at it, what you're going to get out of it. Now, is there anything wrong with that? No, there's nothing wrong with that. Unless you're putting it in a low vibration energy. And a low vibration energy is lack, limitation, frustration, disruption, and me-centered. What's in it for me? What am I going to get out of it? What, me? Now, the low vibration, remember, the low vibration energy's job is to pull you out of high vibration energy. And high vibration energy is one of loving, of giving, of service. So as I look at my friends who've been married a long time and have great relationships, I notice that, and I ask them about it, they go, every day I ask what I can give. What can I do for you? How can I make your life better? Whether it's, you know, going out and getting flowers, or, you know, taking you on date night, or, you know, picking up the kids and letting you have your girls' night out, or whatever it is, what can I do for you? That's a whole different paradigm than what's in it for me, right? And of course, Glenn, are you denying your needs? Absolutely not. But you notice there's the law of reciprocation, which is, someone does something nice for you, you automatically want to do something nice for them. You don't have to. It's not a quid pro quo thing. It's just like, you know, if somebody that you know that will give you a birthday present, right? And you don't even know when their birthday is, but hey, this nice gesture was so nice that you want to reciprocate, right? That's high vibration energy creating what? More high vibrational energy. So in terms of relationships, so many of the times we're looking for, what am I going to get out of it? What am I going to get out of it? Well, you only ask that question if you haven't created a strong foundation. And, you know, the people that I work with in relationships, I teach the energy training, the class that we have on relationships, energy awareness training, on being able to create everything that you want physically to create it energetically first. You want deep passion physically? Great. Create it emotionally and energetically. You want to be able to trust someone? You want to be loyal? You want them to be faithful? Great. You learn how to do that energetically and emotionally. And when you learn how to create that, it's that foundation. When you learn how to create that substance, then you can build upon that. You can build upon that. And then when the time comes for physical intimacy, there's no should I, shouldn't I, does it make sense, is it too early? No, you've already created the foundation, so that comes naturally as an expression of your dedication, of your commitment, of your devotion to them. So again, I'm not going to delve too much into the sex energy. I think I've already done did I do a video on that? I've certainly mentioned that. I have a whole segment of classes on relationships, sex, and energetic fulfillment in my training modules, which I'll make an announcement on that in a second. Okay, does everybody get what I'm talking about here? We're talking about creating the energetic framework first. We're talking about the energetic laws that are applicable in what we're doing. So remember the law that says everything that's visible comes from invisible. Everything that's non-physical, that's physical comes from non-physical. So without the energetic, without the consciousness and the awareness of energy, then pretty much people are just kind of like, hey, what am I going to get out of this? Give me as much pleasure as I can, and I want to stay away from the pain. So that's the second type of person. The first type is physicality, you know, primal man, primal woman, just operating from instincts. And the second is being able to navigate from pleasure or pain. Hey, I'm around as long as it's pleasurable, but the minute there's pain here or inconvenience, I'm out of here. So ultimately, what we want is we want fulfilling relationships, don't we? And we want high vibration energy relationships. Now, you can't have a high vibration energy relationship with someone if you got relationships going on with other people. You know, I'm just telling you that energetically. No judgment, no morals, or anything. I'm just letting you know. Energy flows where attention goes. So wherever I put my attention, whatever person I put my attention on, that's where my energy is going to go. If I put my attention on, 2, 3, 4, like this, my energy is scattered out. And it's like, you remember when we were kids and we had a magnifying glass? You know, on a sunny day like this, you put the magnifying glass on a piece of paper, and because the energy's focused, you can actually, you know, make a flame on the paper. You know, but without that, you can't. So this is what I'm talking about in the nature of relationships. Nature of relationships, if you want a successful, happy relationship, energetically speaking, then there are certain things that you have to do energetically to create that taking place. Because again, I remind you, we have two energies. The high vibration energy wants long-term fulfillment. The low vibration energies want short-term fulfillment. They don't care. They're looking for hit. And this is why so many people jump to from relationship to relationship. You know, they'll go for the quick hit, you know, that first month or two, and then that it's going to evolve. All relationships have to evolve out of that stage into the growth factor, into that, okay, now the drugs are waning. Who are we? Who are you as a person? Who am I as a person? How does our energy work? How does our energy not work? And what can we do to be able to keep moving on the same path through the years and build, you know, a long-term, stable, happy relationship? That's what energy awareness training is about. It's about identifying all the potential booby traps, or the what I call the trauma story that you've lived through, maybe that you've been bringing it through to every relationship, and being able to identify what those self-sabotage patterns are. You know, I had one student who he didn't think he was attractive. He never, you know, he got married early and didn't think that he was really attractive to women. And now he's married, and he's studying energy awareness training. And he said, and I says, Glenn, you know, I never proved myself. You know, I was never the ladies' man I wanted to be. You know, I never, you know, so many guys, they've been with multiple women. And I said, he goes, and I haven't hardly done that. Maybe I need to go and be with a lot of women to prove myself so that I can know that I'm confident and continue on. And I said, well, how would your wife feel about that? He said, well, I don't think she'd be into it, but I might be able to talk her into it. And I said, and the purpose of doing this is what? Well, it's to prove that, you know, that I'm attractive, you know, that I can get girls, that I'm, you know, worthy. And I said, that's what I told her. I said, so you feel that there was a lack in growing up, that you didn't have skills to attract women, and then you met your wife and now you're married and you have a family, but you still have that lack inside you that you missed something, or that you were wondering that, you know, if women really find you attractive and it's something that's important to you. He goes, yeah, that's it. I said, okay. Well, let me tell you, let me lay this out to you as far as the energy awareness training I'm teaching you. So what's this feeling you have? It's a feeling of lack, isn't it? It's a feeling of not being good enough. It's a feeling that you need to prove something to someone or to yourself, that you need to go outside and take some actions that would be actually taking your energy away from your wife or your spouse or your relationship, and projecting them on other people so you can get validation. He says, well, yeah, something like that. I go, great. Well, what kind of energy is that? Is that high vibration energy? Is that happy, free, joyous, abundant, blessed? Or is that low vibration energy? Needy, wanting, lacking, something to prove, looking for something outside myself to give me validation. Which one is it? And after a little hem and haw, he says, well, it sounds like low vibration energy. I go, okay, I can see that. And low vibration energy brings more what? More low vibration energy. Okay, good. So let me ask you a question. Why not, instead of risking your relationship and having to prove something, and by the way, there's no amount, there's no amount that will prove this to you. This is a concept, you know, if I went a little deeper, I said, you got a thought that says you're not good enough, a thought that says that you haven't had enough experience, a thought that says that you need something to prove, a thought that says, well, maybe if I go out and prove it, then I'll feel better. Okay, all of that's a low vibration energy. All that is saying, right here, right now, you're not enough. Now, there's something out there that can help me feel whole again. And we know in energy awareness training, all change comes from within. All change comes from within. If I've got a feeling that Let's say I got black eyebrows, and I read in a magazine that women aren't attracted to guys with black eyebrows. So I need to go out there and seduce 100 women to prove that women like black eyebrows. Okay, well, whose thought is that? Remember, these energies can influence our thoughts, right? And the low vibration energy hacks into our thought processes every day, trying to, and it's, the thoughts sound like this: you're not good enough, you're not gonna make it, you're a screw up, things aren't gonna work out for you, how did you get to be so stupid? All of that kind of thing, all that kind of thinking, that's low vibration energy thinking. And the low vibration energy can actually hack into your head and make you think that its thoughts are your thoughts. So this is a great one. You're with your relationship. You know, when things are going great, you're having a great day. And then the thought comes in, is this the best I can do? Maybe I could get somebody hotter. Maybe I could get somebody smarter. Maybe I could get somebody richer. You know, is this really what I want? And what does that do? That immediately starts to sabotage the moment. It starts to go, you know, here you are in high vibration energy, just having a great time, sharing, loving, caring. And the low vibration energy says, yeah, but maybe you could get a better one. But maybe the grass is greener on the other side. Boom, 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 like that. And what does that do? That takes you out of high vibration energy, starts pulling you in a low vibration energy and going, yeah, maybe I could get someone better. And in energy awareness training, we nuke thoughts like that. We nuke them because we recognize the purpose of that thought is to pull you out of your happiness and to start pulling you into a low vibration energy, anxiety, worry, stress, not good enough. It's not the stuff that we want. But this takes, again, that's why I named this training energy awareness training, because it's about being aware of all the energies that are affecting you and you don't even know it. The thoughts that come into your head about this, about that, about this. Well, you're being influenced all the time, every day, and you don't even know it. But if you did know it, you could start to identify the energies that want to bring you suffering and bring you down and start to dissolve that. I have about 20 different ways to identify and dissolve low vibration energy or self-sabotage energy or destruction energy. And then I have multiple ways also of gaining high vibration energy, of being one with the higher forces, the higher dimensions. And that shows up as happiness. So it really boils down to is if you're happy, if you're content, if you're fulfilled, you're in high vibration energy, at least in this moment. If you're frustrated, if you're feeling lack, if you're not feeling good enough, if you think that this moment sucks and tomorrow's, you know, maybe it'll be better tomorrow because you're in low vibration energy. So every day we move into one of these energy fields. If you're energetically aware, you consciously low vibration energy and move into the high vibration energy. And that's what we do. So let's wrap this up about energies. What do we learn? Well, we learn that relationships don't just kind of happen. Attraction kind of happens, but in order to have a successful relationship, it's like a business. A business doesn't just happen. It can create an opportunity, but it takes focus, it takes dedication, it takes attention, and it takes being aware of how the energies work. Because remember, the key to today's talk is understanding how the energies work. The high vibration energies are willing to put off immediate gratification for long-term fulfillment. So whether it's, you know, having an affair with the next door neighbor, nobody will know. Yeah, but that energy will affect you. Even if nobody knows, you're still connecting to an energy force, whether it's high or low. So when you connect to low vibration energy forces, and believe me, I've had firsthand experience on this, even if nobody finds out, you're still dealing with the cause and effect world of how the energies work. So you connect to low vibration energy, you get an immediate hit, there's going to be some suffering somewhere down the line. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but somewhere. You're connecting to high vibrational energy, maybe you're putting off immediate gratification, but the point is long-term happiness. That's what energy awareness training is all about. It's long-term happiness. So in a high vibration energy, it's all about service. It's all about, what can I do for you? How can I support you to be the best you can be? How can I let you know that I love you and that you're so important to me? This is something that needs to take place every single day to be able to nurture. It's like a plant, literally. You got to water it every day. You skip a day, it doesn't get what it needs. It might seem elementary, but common sense isn't necessarily common practice. So what happens to the energies, that the relationships that go away? Lack of time spent, attention going other places, distraction, chaos, separation, upheaval. Those are the things that start to create a separation, a gap. Non-communication of what you want, thinking that I can't share this, it's too personal, or I can't share this, they'd never do that. Withholding, secrets, looking around for other gratification, having to think that you got to prove something outside of your own self, that's going to lead you in a low vibration energy. And you might get an upfront hit from that, but ultimately, because it's low vibration energy, it's got to move in a different direction. Okay, does that make sense, you guys? So this is how, if you're energetically aware, you can have successful relationships because you're constantly watching. The thing I do with my students is, as you're able to read invisible energies, as you're able to know if something's high vibration or low vibration, sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's not obvious. Sometimes you don't know which one it is. And that's all right. I've got a method on how to deal with that also, how to keep yourself safe, even if you're not sure what energy it is. But if you do know what energy it is, you can kind of be a little bit of a fortune teller. You can know the future. You think it would be valuable for you to know the future? How can you know the future, Glenn, you're asking me? It gets back down to what I started with. Energy has a power, a purpose, a direction, a frequency, and it gives off information. So when you learn how to ask the right questions, when you learn how to get the right information with someone who's a prospective relationship, you can pretty much know the energy that they're in or the energy field that they were in and where that energy field is going. And God help you if you don't. How many times have people gotten in a relationship and they said, seem good, it looked good on paper, there was an attraction and we were so happy for the first month or three, and then it turned bad and became a disaster, and God, I wish I'd never gotten involved with that person. Oh, well, wouldn't it made more sense for you to know if this was good for you or not good for you before you got into it, not after, right? How about, if you're going to make an investment, wouldn't it be good to know if that investment is going to work out before you put your money on it? Now, can you always know 100%? No, you can't always know 100% because there's always a 10% variable in everything. 90%, you can have a sense of where something's going based upon the energy that it's giving out. Okay, and that's what I want to tell you. So if you want to be in a relationship and you're not in one, and it's kind of chronic, you just can't seem to find the right person or nothing ever seems to work out. Well, I got good news and bad news. And they all come from the same place. Life doesn't come to you so much as it comes from you. Life doesn't come to you as it comes from you. So whatever your energy is, the frequency of your energy, thoughts, feelings, emotions, behaviors, in here, whatever I believe about the world, whatever my reality is, there's just no good women in Los Angeles. I hear that all the time. There's just no good men in Los Angeles. They're all players, or they're all married, or they're all whatever it is. That's the belief that I'm going to go out in the world that I'm going to create, because whatever we believe, we have to be right about it, because it's our belief. That's why you talk to, politics about the president. Some people like the president. A lot of people don't like the president. If you listen and watch these discussions on social media, nobody ever changes. Everybody has their beliefs, the way they see the world, or the way they see the president. That's the way they see it, and they're going to be right about it. See, your mind, if you got a belief, your mind wants to be right about it. It's got to, because it's your belief. It's the way you see the world. Now, when you let go of the beliefs, when you release and identify what energy these things are, you can navigate by energy. And that's what I teach people how to do energy awareness training, to navigate by energy. One last time, you guys, if you're coming on, please give me a shout out here as we're wrapping up the broadcast here, giving you the wrap-up tools. Appreciate you being in here. Hey, Ree, thanks. Appreciate you. Ashford, hey, good to see you. So this is the key thing, the factors that we want to know about this. When you meet somebody new, it's a jungle. They're filled with their issues. They're filled with their beliefs. They're filled with their experiences. They're filled with their trauma story, et cetera. And again, it all works out. No matter what it is, it's going to work out for 3 months, because the body is shooting drugs into keeping you guys together so that you'll bond and procreate, which is the agenda of the physical body. But in order to have a fulfilling relationship, and one that's long-term, you have to be able to navigate the urges of the body, of the physical body, versus the energetic results that you're getting back. So for example, I had a friend of mine who was in a pattern of meeting women and having it work out, and then getting involved and getting his heart broken, and then having it not work out, going through that 10 or 12 times. So I said to him, look, take a little time to find out what you're getting involved in before. You want to be able to read the energy, not the detail, not what somebody tells you. People can tell you anything. The energies never lie. You want to know what's the truth about something? Look at the energy around it. Is it high vibration or is it low vibration? High vibration energy is going up to happiness and joy and peace. Low vibration energy, it might be a quick hit, a quick orgasm, a quick hit or drugs or whatever it is. And then it's eventually going to take you down into suffering. It's up to your awareness to decide which one that is. Okay. All right. Any questions you guys have, please put it in the chat. I think the live stream is going good. Great. All right. One of the things I want to mention to you also right now is for the past week, I've had a sale. And you guys want to learn more about energy awareness training, I have 10 courses, levels 1 to levels 10. And each level has 8 to 10 classes on about 2 hours plus on each of these subjects. So, in my broadcasts, I talk about energy from a lot of different perspectives. And I know some people say, it's like a hodgepodge. Well, I'm trying to teach you energy awareness training tools, with you guys without a background. So if you really want to get a background on how energy works, and you want to learn skills that will help you the rest of your life and have you avoid making some major mistakes, then I suggest you study energy awareness training. And I have a sale going on here that's going to be over this weekend, where I'm giving 30% off on all my courses. So there's only so much I can teach you on the free broadcast. I'm happy to do that. But if you want to go in more detail of the classes and how they work, and you want to know what am I talking about being energetically aware, how exactly does high vibration and low vibration energy work? You know, how can I learn the inner energetic frequencies of my partner? And how can I take our relationship and either put it in or keep it in high vibrational energy? Well, you learn how to do that in the courses. And we have courses on, first of all, level one is about identifying the energetic worlds all around you. That will give you an amazing advantage in life because you'll be able to see things other people don't see, do things other people can't do, and have stuff that other people don't have as far as the ability to navigate life. Level two is about being able to be in charge of your own energy, being able to eliminate your negative thinking, to be able to turn off that monkey mind, that what I call the ego mind or the terrorist in your head, being able to start clearing out your trauma stories, start cleaning out all the stuff that are issues for you and learn how to get on the road to energetic freedom. And energetic freedom is simply the ability to stay in high vibrational energy, no matter what's going on, no matter what's taking place. And this is the reward of studying energy awareness training. You know, you've heard terms like awakened, enlightened, conscious, etc. Well, all those things really mean is that you're able to see this life for what it is energetically, and you're able to recognize the booby traps that are all around us that we step into more often than not when we're trying to just have better lives. And when you're energetically aware, wow, it's a new set of glasses to be able to see things that nobody else sees. Anyway, just want to let you guys know I'm having the sale. And if you want more information on that, go to energyawarenesssecret.com, energyawarenesssecret.com. That's singular, Energy Awareness Secret. I'll put that down here. When we close, and that'll give you all a complete listing of the courses that we have. And those of you who really love this work and want to bundle, if you bundle levels 1, 2, and 3, we're throwing in levels 4 and 5 absolutely free on this sale only. So it's pretty powerful stuff. Okay. Again, energyawarenesssecret.com, energyawarenesssecret.com. Check out for any questions you guys have on anything we've covered. Ohio's in the house. Great. Love to hear that. Just checking up. Checking up. Cool. All right. So I hope you guys learned something about relationships, about the energy relationships. Okay. I don't see any questions on here now. If there are any, I'll be happy to answer them on the next broadcast that we do. Oh, something coming up here. Everybody's saying hi. Appreciate it. Everybody on here, if you enjoyed the broadcast here, I appreciate you just going on the chat and saying hi, letting us know where you're from, making a comment. It helps us get the information out. So again, this is energyawarenesssecret.com, and we have the relationship course in there also. I think it's level 4 is all about sex, relationships, and the energies between men and women. Pretty priceless stuff. Okay, I appreciate being with you guys. Hope you learned a lot. I want to send you a lot of love. Hope you have a great day. Go out and have a high vibration energy day. This is Glenn Ackerman, Energy Awareness Training, and I'll see you again. Love and blessings. Bye for now.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, head to energyawarenesssecret.com. Not secrets, it's singular, not plural. energyawarenesssecret.com. We put together a massive 30% off package for you guys. All of our courses are 30% off. So if you enjoyed this episode and the content, the information resonated with you, head to energyawarenesssecret.com and pick up one of the courses. If you haven't worked with Glenn before, if you're new to energy awareness training, then I encourage you to pick up level 1. That is everything you need to know to get started. and go down your path, your journey of healing and recovery and mastering your energy, so you can be way more, proactive and efficient in your career, the amount of money you're making, your relationships, and most importantly, your happiness. So once again, energyawarenesssecret.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. See you in the next one.